Hello, brothers and sisters.
And 早上好，弟兄姊妹。
How is everyone doing?
大家过得怎么样？
Brother Jeff, when he led worship, he talked about Matthew 28.
当那个 Jeff 弟兄在领诗歌的时候，他讲到马太福音28章。
He talked about the Great Commission.
他讲到了耶稣基督给我们这个大使命。
To go and make disciples of all nations.
到使万国作为我的那个臣民使徒做使徒。
This word disciples is very important.
做主的门徒呢是一个非常重要的概念。
It's a very important word or ideas in the Christian community.
在我们基督徒的圈子里面呢，这个做主门徒是一个非常重要的一个概念。
But one thing that I noticed that is very interesting.
但我发现呢，有一个非常有趣的现象。
Is that this word tends to bring up different things in the Chinese and the English congregation.
因为这个概念，这个词呢，在英文和中文聚会里面呢，往往带来了不同的意思。
In the Chinese congregation, when the word disciples is being brought up, is you think about how I'm to be a disciple.
在中文聚会里面，一讲到做主门徒，就是讲我怎么能够做主的门徒。
How to follow Christ.
怎样去追随跟随耶稣基督
？How to grow in Him？
然后在他里面怎么成长
？What does it mean by carrying the cross？
也就是说，背负十架对我而言意味着什么
？This is about how we are to allow Christ to take charge of our lives。
也就是说呢，我们怎么让耶稣基督主呢来做我们的主
？But when you talk to people from the English congregation。
但如果你跟那个英语聚会的弟兄姊妹交流的时候呢
？Talk about this being a disciple.
做主的门徒意味着什么
？A lot of times means a process.
很多时候呢，这个意义呢是一种过程。
It means relationships.
就是那个关系。
It means how we are to develop relationship with one another.
也就是说呢，我们弟兄姊妹互相之间怎么相互建立这种关系
？How we are to impact each other's life.
我们自己呢怎么互相影响对方的生命
So this would be used more like a verb
所以呢在这个场景下呢经常用来说一个什么一个动词
How can one person disciple another person
也就是说呢一个弟兄姊妹怎么去和另外弟兄姊妹一同做主的门徒
But in actuality disciples being a disciple discipleship all these things should refer to both things
但在实际上到底做主的门徒到底它意味着什么呢
And today we'll look at a verse in the Gospel of John.
我们今天来看约翰福音。
And let's look at this verse and see how being a disciple of Christ can be done in both ways.
让我们知道来考察这段经文让我们知道做主的门徒可以从这两个方面同时达到。
The passage is from John chapter 8, verse 31.
这个经节来自约翰福音第八章三十一节。
And let's read it together, first in English and then in Chinese.
我们一起来念。先那个英文然后中文。
To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, If you hold to my teaching, you are truly my disciples.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说你若常常遵守我的道就真是我的门徒了。
What does this word disciple mean?
在这里这个做主门徒意味着什么呢
It means that we are a follower.
也就是说呢我们是一个追随者。
We are a follower of Christ.
我们是耶稣基督的追随者。
So, this verse tells us that if we are a follower of Christ, we are to hold on to his teaching.
也就是说呢我们要遵守那个耶稣基督的道那那个我们要我若是他的门徒就要遵守他的道。
But in the older translation, instead of saying hold to my teaching,
在过去的那个翻译里面不是说遵守我的道
It's said to be abide in my word.
也就是说呢原有那个词是 abide, 遵守我的道
And this word abide has many layers of meaning.
这个英文词 abide 呢有很多层的意思
And the reason why I know this word well is becauseOur community center that we have is known as Abideth Community Center.
为什么对这个词特别熟悉？因为我现在工作的这个社区中心就是用 Abide 这个词作为它的名字。
And why did we pick that word?
为什么我们当初会选择这个词呢
Because initially we were thinking about calling the community center a Faith, Hope and Love Community Center.
一开始呢，我们准备把那个社区中心命名为信望爱。
But as we start the process, we realize that it doesn't really work very well.
但是我们开始讨论的时候，我们发现呢，可能这个命名方法并不一定很好。
Because when someone called up our community center,
如果有些人叫我们那个社区中心的名字。
And it doesn't work well when you pick up the phone and say, this is Faith of Love Community Center.
我一打电话就说，这是我们信望爱的那个社区中心。
So we decided that we need something that is a little bit catchier and simpler.
我们需要一个名字呢，要比较好，但是呢，要比较简单一点。
And we see in the passage, 1 Corinthians 13:13.
我们去看那个哥林多前书13章13节。
It says, but now abideth faith, hope, love, these three.
就是说，现在长存的信，有信，有望，有爱，这三样。
In a different translation, it used that word abideth.
所以呢，对这个 abideth 这个词呢，是另外一种的那个翻译。
So we want to use this word to represent the idea of faith, hope, and love together.
所以我们用 abideth 这个词呢，来代表信望爱。
So this word, we come to understand that it refers to a few layers.
所以呢，这个词呢，有几层的意义在里面。
It talks about the idea of remaining.
也说呢，就是要那个存在，即存在的意思 ，remain。
That we have to stay in something, that we have to anchor our life on something.
所以呢，我们要在里面就把我们的生命呢，要趋向于哪个方面
？But it also have the meaning of continue.
但还有一个要继续的这个意思在里面。
So that means it is not temporary.
所以呢，也就不是那个以时间为划断的。
But it's a continuation.
所以一种不断持续的这个过程。
It also has the meaning of to live.
还有呢，就是要活在。
So it's something that we experience also.
也就是说呢，我们大家都能够经历的。
So when we are to abide in His Word.
所以我们用这个长存这个词呢。
We are to live in it.
我们要那个生活活在里面。
To remain in it.
不断的存在在里面
，and continue in it，
而就是一个持续的这个过程。
And in order for us to do this，
因为要我们这么做呢
，we have to have the personal aspect as well as the community aspect。
所以我们既要有个人的层面，也要有集体的层面。
So first, let's take a look at individually how we abide in the Word。
现在我们现在来讨论作为个人的层面，我们怎么来长守他的道。
I remember many, many years ago when I was a brand new driver.
我还记得好多年前呢，当时我是一个初出茅庐的那个汽车司机。
And I was driving on the road.
我当时呢在驾车。
It was raining outside.
当时呢在外面呢在下雨。
And as I drive,
我不断的在那个开车的时候呢
，I see that the weather outside makes the whole place become very foggy.
我发现外面因为下雨，所以呢，外面的那个天气呢变得非常雾，有大雾。
So I started driving slower and slower.
所以呢，我开始呢，慢慢的那个减低我的速度。
But the strange thing is, all the car around me still continue at the regular speed.
但我感到奇怪的是，我周围后面前后左右的车呢，还是照原来的速度在驾驶。
So I was thinking that's because I was a new driver, I was just inexperienced, so I didn't know what I was doing.
因为我是一个新手，那个我也没有经验，所以我不知道到底我该怎么办。
But I saw that like it was so foggy outside, I couldn't see a thing.
但因为外面呢，窗子看上去呢，那个雾特别大，我根本看不清什么东西。
And the car behind me start honking.
我后面的车呢，开始那个按喇叭。
So I got nervous.
我开始比较有点那个紧张了。
So I decided that.Let me pull over to the side of the road.
那我决定呢就停在路边。
And as I sat in the car, I realized that it's still foggy.
在我还是在车里面，我发现呢还是那个雾气很重。
So I need some fresh air.
所以呢我需要一些呼吸些新鲜的空气。
So I opened the door, the car door, and I walked outside.
所以呢我把车门打开走出去。
As I walk outside, I realized that there was no fog at all.
我在外面走的时候呢，我发现好像外面根本没有雾。
It was not a beautiful day because it was raining.
那并不是一个非常美好的天气，因为还是在下雨。
But you can see very clearly.
但是呢，你可以看得很清楚。
Eventually, I realized that as a new driver, I did not know the default function in the car.
因为后来我才意识到，作为一个新手呢，我没有意识到在一个车里面有那个防雾去雾的那个功能。
So to me, based on what I saw, the reality was that it was really foggy outside.
所以从我所经历的现实来看呢，外面呢是那个雾气很重。
But in reality, it was fine.
但是实际上呢是没啥问题。
That's why every car was driving at normal speed except me.
所以呢我周围前后左右的车呢都还是照正常速度在驾驶除了我之外。
To me, the reality was foggy.
对我来说面临这个现实是觉得有雾气。
And a lot of times that's how we live our life.
很多时候呢这也是我们怎么在我们的生活的状况。
What is our reality?
我们的现实
Our reality guide us to figure out how we are going to respond in situations in life.
我们的周遭的现实呢，来对我们指向我们该怎么去应对。
And there are two realities different at different times.
但呢，经常呢，你发现两个不同的这个现实世界。
One is the reality based on the Word of God.
一个呢，是以神的话语的那个现实。
The other one is the reality based on what the world around us tells us to believe.
第二个呢，就是我们周遭的世俗世界告诉我们应该怎么做的这个现实。
These two separate realities bring us different presuppositions.
这两个不同的那个世界呢，给带来我们不同的那个做法 和那个假设。
And because of that, a lot of time these two realities are in collision.
因为这样的不同，所以这两个事件呢，经常有时候呢，两个现实会那个碰撞。
And how we understand our faith determine how we find our position in this collision.
我们怎么理解我们的信仰呢？会指导我们，帮助我们在这种碰撞当中，我们的那个观点，那个应该采取什么样的那个角度
？Christianity, our faith is something that help us.To learn how to understand the reality.
所以也基督的这个东西呢，是能够帮助我们怎么更好的理解我们周遭的这个那个现实。
Because our Christian reality is the fact that we are all sinners in need of Christ.
我们基督徒的那个现实就是我们都是罪人，我们需要那个耶稣基督的救赎。
But the reality of the world is different.
但我们周遭面临的这个现实世界是不一样的。
A lot of times it doesn't bring us to look at sin.
很多时间呢并没有把我们带到去回省察我们自己的罪。
And a lot of times it actually want us to think that sin is okay.
很多时候呢让我们觉得罪呢是没啥大问题的。
How many of you like this new system of parking?On the street.
我不知道大家是否多少人喜欢现在在那个街上实行的新的就是那个停车的这个规则系式。
Instead of using meters in the good old days, you go and buy a ticket.
过去呢主要是用那个放那个就是秒表，现在呢你要去买一张那个票，停车票。
And I don't know how many of you have been in a situation where.You went back to your car, you realized that the ticket time has just expired and you receive a parking ticket.
否则是呢你发现你原来买的那个停车的票呢已经过时了，你发现有一张那个罚款单在那边。
Now, imagine that happened to you.
如果这个发生在你身上，假设。
And you saw a parking ticket on your dashboard.
你看见你的那个车窗前面放了一张那个罚款单。
And someone drove by and lowered their windows.
一些旁边的人呢，正好开车经过你，把那个车窗拉下。
And said that, "Hey, I have a ticket that you can use."
跟你说呢，我有一个停车票，你可以用。
So you can use this to submit with your ticket, so you don't have to pay the fine.
你可以用我的那个停车的那个票呢，你就不用去那个付那个罚款单了。
How many of you would take that ticket and then send it in the mail?
有多少人会拿到这个停车票，而且寄在信封里面寄给去来说明你不用罚款？
I am glad that not too many of you would.
我很高兴，肯定很多人不会这么做。
Because was that right?
这是一个正确的事情吗？
Is that a correct thing to do?
这是一个该做的吗？
It's not. You're lying.
不是，因为你在撒谎。
But to the world, what was that guy doing?
但这个现实世界当中，这个人会怎么做呢？
That guy was being helpful.
这个人觉得给你那个停车票的人是非常有帮助的。
Was being nice to you.
他对你非常好。
Collision in values.
就是我们那个价值观的碰撞。
And we are living in a world where we have to struggle through this all the time.
所以我们生活在这个世界，很多时候呢，我们经常有这样的争斗。
I don't know if you see that things that you learn at church sometimes is very different from things that you learn from the world around you.
我不知道多少次你觉得你从教会学到的东西和你这个周遭世界学到的东西是很不一样。
Sometimes things that we learn is not reflected in what's happening around us.
有时候我们在教会学到，并没有在我们生活当中遇到的完全体现出来。
How do you handle that struggle?
你怎么去处理这种碰撞争斗的？
How do you handle that gap?
怎么样把这个当中的这个隔阂弥补了？
Sometimes people just say that I got used to it.
很多人就说我已经习惯
了。I know how to...Work in the system in some ways.
我知道怎么在这个系统当中那个生存。
And without thinking about what that really means, how that should change the way that we act, that the way that we
没有去多想到底我们应该怎么做，是如何才能改变我们的生活方式。
Slowly but surely.
慢慢的，但是很明确的。
You will allow that to hurt your faith.
你的这么做呢，会影响到你的那个信仰。
You will see that your faith and your life are two different things.
你发现你的信仰和你生活的世界呢，是两个完全不同的世界。
Eventually, you may fall to the way of the world.
最终呢，你会那个陷入世界。
What we should do is to bring the faith that we have to reinforce what we learn by the way that we live.
我们呢要把我们所应该做的是把我们的信仰呢来更多的加强我们对这个世界所应该做的。
And we'll look at a familiar story today of King David.
今天呢我们会更加讨论一下大家都熟悉的故事那个大卫王。
To see how he has done this.
来看看他是怎么做的。
And what we can learn from it.
我们从中呢能够学到些什么。
This is the story between David and Goliath.
这个故事呢是大卫王和那个歌利亚。
How many of you know that story?
大家多少人知道这故事?
Most of you know that story, right?
大部分人都知道这故事。
King David as a young boy killed the giant Goliath.
当时的大卫王作为一个小孩子呢，击杀了那个巨人歌利亚。
But in order for David to be able to do so,
那个大卫呢，要这么做呢，做到这一点呢?
It actually reflects how he, even at a young age, allow his faith.To change the way that he lived.
这个故事呢，说明他作为一个非常年龄小的孩子，怎么让他的信仰来指导他的行为。
At that time, Saul was the king of the Israelites.
当时呢，那个扫罗是以色列王。
And the Israelites were facing the army of the Philistines.
当时呢，以色列的国呢，正面对的那个非利士人的那个军队。
And Goliath, a really big, tall giant, was challenging the Israelite to find someone to fight him.
哥利亚呢，一个非利士的巨人，他呢向以色列人发出挑战，让他跟他一对一的那个决斗。
It was a common practice at that time to have one-on-one fight to determine the outcome of a war.
在古代呢，这是非常通常做法，双方都派出个代表决斗来决定这个战争的胜负。
And when you look at the story of David, you realize that people surrounding him, they look at the world in the reality with the way, they look at things from the way of the world.
如果看大卫王这个故事呢，就是大卫周遭的人呢，看这个事情呢，是从世俗的世界的角度来看这个事情。
David got to the battlefield because his father told him to go there to see his three brothers.
当时大卫呢去了战场，是因为他的父亲让他去战场去看看他的几个哥哥。
But when he got there, his brother was very upset at him.
当他去的时候呢，他的兄弟哥哥呢对他非常不满。
In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28, it says, "Now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the man, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, 'Why have you come down, and with whom have you left those for sheep in the wilderness? I know your presumption and the evil of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle.'"
这里呢就撒母耳记上17章28节讲到，大卫的长兄以利亚听见大卫与他们所说的话，就向他发怒说，你下来做什么呢？在旷野的那几只羊你交托了谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意，你下来特为要看征战。
That was a very mean thing for his brother to say to David when David just come down and tried to bring some stuff to them, right?
这个呢，像大卫呢去看他的兄弟给他带点东西，结果他的兄弟这么对他说话，是一个非常不友好的。
But the reason why Eliab would say something like that to David was because he was really upset at David.
为什么以利亚会他兄弟大卫这么讲呢？因为他对他呢非常不满意。
You go back to verse 6 in that chapter.
我们再讲那个这一章的那个第七节。
It says
第六节。
When Samuel went to visit David's family.
当那个撒母耳呢去看望那个大卫的家庭的时候呢。
He looked on Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed is before him.
他看见那个以利亚，就心里就说：“耶和华受膏者必定在他面前。”
But the Lord said to Samuel,
但是耶和华却对撒母耳说：
Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him.
耶和华却对撒母耳说：“不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他。”
For the Lord sees not as man sees.
因为神耶和华 人是看外貌。耶和华是看内心。
Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.
耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
So for Eliab, he must be a really, really good-looking young man.
所以呢，以利亚呢，肯定是个长得非常英俊的男子。
So even Samuel thought that that would be the one that God picked.
甚至那个撒母耳呢，认为他可能是神拣选的人。
Eliab is probably upset at David that Eliab didn't get picked. Instead, David was picked on that day.
可能以利啊，哥利亚的他非常不高兴。他以利亚非常不高兴，因为呢，他没有被那个选到，而是那个大卫被选到。
So we saw that David's family would look at him with the eyes of the world.
所以呢，大卫的家庭呢，看大卫呢，也是从世俗的眼光来看。
Trying to make a decision based on the look.
他们呢想那个做决定是看他长得怎么样。
And when things didn't work out, he was upset at David.
所以呢，当事情没有像他所指望的那么进行的时候呢，那个以利亚呢非常不高兴。
But not only his family was looking at it that way.
不仅仅他的那个家庭是用这个世界的眼光来看。
The Israelite was looking at the situation with the fear of the world.
那个以色列人呢，也是一个世俗的那个恐惧来看这个事情。
In verse 24, it says, "All the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and very much afraid."
在24节讲到，以色列众人看见那人就逃跑，极其害怕。
Think about it, if you're facing a giant, is that a normal and understandable thing for the Israelite to feel?
想象一下，如果你面临一个巨人站在你面前，以色列人他们都非常害怕逃跑，从世俗的角度来说怎么样？
It's understandable.
是一个非常可以理解的。
And there are times that we also look at the world around us that way, and then feel that we are fearful in different situations.
有时呢，我们看看我们周遭所面临的现实世界呢，我们也会感到害怕。
And how did the people want David to do this fight?
他代为大卫周围边的人呢，是希望他怎么去进行这个决斗的呢？
They wanted David to fight with the ways of the world.
他们呢希望那个大卫呢以世界的那个方式来进行这个决斗。
Because if you remember the story, King Saul would want to give David his armor for him to fight.
如果大家还记得扫罗王呢，想把他自己的那个甲胄呢、盔甲呢，给那个大卫，让他去决斗。
Because that was the way that the world was supposed to fight.
这个呢，也就是当时他们现实当中那个决斗应该做的。
But David said to King Saul and said, "I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them."
但是大卫对他说什么呢？就是说。我不能穿那个这些东西，因为我还没有穿惯习惯。
And in verse 40, this is what David did.
在四十节里面，那个大卫，这是大卫所做的。
Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with a sling in his hand, approached the Philistine.
他手中拿杖，又在溪中挑选了五块光滑石子，放在袋里。就是牧人带的囊里，手中拿着甩石的机旋，就去迎那非利士人。
And we see that the people around David, they look at him with the eyes of the world.
在大卫周遭的人呢，看着他呢，是以那个世俗的那个方式来做。
They look at Goliath with the fear of the world.
他们呢，看到那个哥利亚以那个现实世界当中的恐惧。
They want him to fight.With the ways of the world.
他们希望呢，那个大卫呢，以那个世界的方式去决斗。
But how did David look at the situation?
那个大卫是怎么看他的那个形势的呢？
David looked at the situation based on what he knows about the God that he believes in.
大卫呢是看这个世界是那个神教他怎么做他就怎么做。
In verse 26, this is what he said.
在那个二十六节这是他讲的。
What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
有人杀这非利士人除掉以色列的耻辱怎样待他呢这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗
He knows how powerful his God is.
他知道他的那个神是多么的有力。
But that's not just what he knows.
但那不仅仅是他所理解的。
He experienced how powerful this God is.
他已经经历过他的神是多么的强有力。
David talked about when he was a shepherd, how he was able to fight with all the animals, fight with the lions or a bear.
这里大卫又提到他当时作为一个牧羊人的时候他是怎么和狮子老虎争斗保护他的羊群的。
In verse 37, this is what David said.
在37节。
The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lions and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.
大卫又说耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。
David, look at the God that he knows.
这里呢大卫呢仰望他所了解的神耶和华。
And allow that to anchor how he responds to situation.
来指导他该怎么去应对他面临的这个事情。
He did not just allow the ways of the world.To dictate how he looked at situation.
他没有让他所周遭的这个世界的方式来决定他的那个应对。
We live by what we see.
我们呢是看见我们所看见的来生活。
How do we see God?
我们怎么来看我们的神？
There was a brother who was working in a major corporation.
有一个那个弟兄他在一个大公司里面工作。
And one day, he realized that one of his subordinates made a major mistake in one of the projects.
有一天呢，他发现呢，他下一个下属在一个大的项目里面呢，犯了个大错。
That mistake caused a big problem for his team.
这个错误呢，使他的那个团队呢，造成了很大的问题。
And it should have caused this subordinates of his.To lose her job.
因为他犯的这个错呢，这个下属呢，可能因此而丢掉这个工作。
What should he have done?
他应该怎么做呢？
What would we have done in the ways of the world?
如果是我们世俗的世界里面，我们该怎么做呢？
You should let that girl take the fall.
所以你肯定就是让这个女孩子犯错女孩子去承受承担这个罪过。
And if she is fired, she's fired.
如果她被那个解雇了，那就被解雇了。
He can always hire someone else.
他呢，总可以再去另外招一个人，雇一个人。
But that brother struggled.
但这个弟兄呢，就有点挣扎。
As he prayed for guidance in how to solve the situation.
他呢，在祷告当中向神寻求指导，该怎么解决这个事情。
He was thinking about God. What would you do?
他会问神，你会怎么做呢？
He remembered that God was the one that died for him on the cross.
他记住神在十字架上为他而死。
What does that mean?
这个意味着什么呢？
God took the blame for what his sins.
神呢，承受了他罪过的那个。罪过。
God took the blame for what he had done wrong.
神他做错了什么，但神把这个罪过呢背负在自己的身上。
He believed that he needed to do the same.
他感到他自己应该做同样的。
He needed to be the leader to protect his team, so he took the blame.
所以他作为这个团队的那个领导，他应该承受这个罪过。
He didn't tell that girl about it.
他没有对那个犯错的女孩子这么讲。
But ultimately, the girl found out from other coworkers and other team members.
但呢，这个女孩子呢，从其他的那个团队的成员、其他的同事当中呢，知道了这一点。
And when she found out what he did,
当她知道他做了的呢
，She went and talked to him.
他呢跟他去交流
，and ask him the reason why，
问他为什么原因。
He took the opportunity to share with her about his faith。
他呢就借这个机会和这个女孩子呢分享这个信仰。
And this brought this girl to start looking into what Christianity is。
从这种开始呢，那个女孩子呢就开始了解那个基督是怎么回事。
And eventually, this girl came to know Christ.
那呢，最后呢，这个女孩子呢，更也了解了那个基督。
The way of the world, the way of God.
神的道和世界的道。
Do you sense the tension in the world that you are living in?
你是不是在你的生活当中碰到了这个两个世界之间的那个碰撞？
And how do you handle that tension?
你怎么来处理这个冲突？
Do you trust in the word of God?
你是相信神的道。
Do you abide in His word?
是那个守他的道。
Do you allow His word to help you to understand who this God is?
让他的话语、他的道来指导你该怎么做。
And then guide you in your daily decision, how you live the life.
来指导你日常的生活做什么样的决定。
But in addition to us abiding in His word.
但除了我们要长守他的道之外
，It is also important for us to help one another to abide in His word.
也很重要，我们要互相帮助来长守他的道。
After the battle, Saul really took a liking to David.
那个决斗结束以后呢，那个扫罗呢，特别是看中了那个大卫。
So he took him in.
所以把他带进去。
And in that process, David became really, really good friends with Saul's son, Jonathan.
在这个过程当中，大卫和扫罗的儿子约拿丹呢成了好朋友。
It's really almost impossible for the two of them to become really good friends.
好像这两个人应该是几乎不可能成为好朋友。
Because who?In the way of the world, would be the one that succeed King Saul to be the next king.
因为在世俗世界当中，谁应该来继承扫罗成为以色列国的下一位君王呢？
It would be Jonathan.
应该是约拿丹。
But who would succeed Saul as king based on the word of God?
但是神的道，神的话语，谁应该继承扫罗的位置成为以色列的君王呢？
That would be David.
那当应该是大卫。
I was thinking about how would this relationship play out nowadays.
我想想今天如果这样两个人之间的关系会怎么样呢？
And that would be like the friendship between Ivanka Trump and Chelsea Clinton.
就像这种关系就像那个 Ivanka Trump 和那个Chelsea Clinton 之间的关系。
Similar but not exactly the same.
有点相似但不完全一样。
Actually, the two of them were friends before the election.
在那个竞选之前这两个人其实是好朋友。
But based on what I have read, since then, they have not been able to stay friends.
但我知道据我所了解所阅读到的那个之后呢他们两人就不是朋友了。
It's worse for David and Jonathan.
对大卫和约拿丹之间的关系来说可能这个关系更复杂。
The success of one means the failure of the other.
因为一个人的成功意味着另外一个人的这个失败。
Yet, they were able to overcome that to become good friends.
但是他们能够克服这种障碍而成为朋友。
How? Why would they become good friends?
他们怎么成为这个好朋友呢？
We have to take a look. And let's take a look at 1 Samuel 18.First 1 to 3.
再看撒母耳记上集那个第十八节。
After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself.
大卫对扫罗说完的话，约拿丹的心与大卫的心，约拿丹的心与大卫的心相契合。
From that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him.Return to his father's house.
那日扫罗留住大卫，不容他再回父家。
And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself.
约拿丹呢，爱大卫如同爱自己的性命，就与他结盟。
Here, they made a covenant.
在这里呢，他们两人之间结盟。
It is about.An agreement in some ways about their relationship.
他们之间的关系某种程度上来讲呢就是有一个盟约。
And in 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 16.
在23节。
23章。
23章。
verse 16.
16节。
And Saul's son, Jonathan, went to David,at Horash and help him find strength in God.
扫罗的儿子约拿丹起身往那树林里去见大卫使他倚靠神得以坚固。
Don't be afraid, he said. My father Saul will not lay a hand on you. You will be king over Israel and I will be second to you. Even my father Saul knows this.
对他说不要惧怕我父扫罗的手必不加害于你你必做以色列的王我也做你的宰相这是我父亲扫罗知道了。
The two of them made a covenant before the Lord.
于是两人在耶和华面前立约。
Their relationship is not just a relationship between the two of them.
所以他们之间的关系并不仅仅是在他们两人之间。
Their relationship is a covenantal relationship with God in the center.
所以呢，这个盟约的关系是以神作为中心的，耶和华为中心的。
What does that mean?
这个意味着什么呢?
That means that they have a conscious awareness of God's presence and purpose in this relationship.
所以他们对神的存在,神对他们这个关系的那个目的,意义呢,有非常清楚的了解。
So their relationship is guided by God.
所以这个关系是由神来指导的。
So this relationship is built to be developed in a way that's pleasing to God.
所以这个关系的发展进程是为了来使神喜悦。
How do we develop our relationships with people?
那我们和周遭的人是怎么建立这种关系的呢?
Sometimes we develop relationships based on familiarity that we grew up together.
有时候呢我们建立关系是因为我们互相之间熟悉了解我们一起成长。
And sometimes we base on relationship on shared interest that we like the same things together.
有时候呢我们有共同的爱好因为我们做共相同的事。
But this relationship is based on the fact that God is in between them.
而大卫和约拿丹的这个关系是因为有共同的神的指导。
But not only that.
但不仅仅如此。
This relationship they are willing to put it together under the submission to God.
他们这两人这个关系也是对神的这个顺服。
Jonathan was willing to take a lesser role because he knows what God liked to happen.
这里呢，约拿单愿意那个做一个地位相对比较轻的这个地位，因为他知道神的这个目的。
That he was okay.
他对此呢也可以接受。
That he actually speak courage into David's heart.
而他呢，去鼓励那个大卫。
Jonathan was the one that actually ended up saving David's life from his father.
因为是那个约拿单那个把那个扫那个保大卫的性命从他父亲扫罗手中呢救下来。
Do we understand that the relationship that we have with our brothers and sisters, there's a divine purpose in it?
所以我们和弟兄姊妹之间的关系这边有一个非常神圣的这个意义。
And this divine purpose is to help us.To know Christ better, to follow Christ, to help one another, to learn about Christ.
所以这个目的就是让我们互相帮助，更好的了解神，来那个追随神。
What is friendship like nowadays?
那现在的这个我们的所谓的关系会怎么样呢？
The friendship is like, if I like you, I friend you on Facebook.
所以如果我喜欢你，我就在那个脸书 Facebook 上面那个跟你连接。
If you post something that I don't like, I don't agree, I just unfriend you.
如果你发了一些东西我不喜欢，那就把你那个拉黑。
That's how we see friendship.
这就是我们怎么看待这个友谊的。
But how did God see friendship should be developed?
而神是怎么来看？神耶和华认为我们这个关系应该是怎么建立的？
What kind of friendship you have with your brothers and sisters?
你和你的弟兄姊妹是什么样的关系呢？
Are you willing to help one another to grow?
你愿意互相帮助共同成长吗？
Do you see the divine purpose in this relationship?
你在你们的关系当中看到了神的这个神圣的这个目的吗？
There was a testimony from a brother in China.
在中国呢有一位弟兄他做这样一个见证。
He was working as a medical doctor.
他呢是一个医生。
And where he worked being a doctor, his salary is not that high.
他做医生本身这个工资呢收入并不高。
Yet, he got a lot of kickbacks from like many different pharmaceutical companies, instrumental shops and different things.
但呢他们呢从那个很多不同的渠道从那个医药公司从那个医药那个设备公司拿到很多回扣。
And through these extra outside income, he actually lived a very, very wealthy life.
因为这些这么多回扣呢他其实生活得非常奢侈。
But,One day, a brother came to him and asked him.
但有一天呢，一个弟兄对他说
"Is this the right way for you to do things?
这是你应该正确你这是应该你做的正确的事吗
？Is this pleasing to God?
你这样做是不是那个使神喜悦呢
？As a Christian, you need to let this go.
作为一个基督徒，你不应该这么做。
So he tried to ignore that comment from the brother.
但呢想法那个忽视那个这个弟兄给他的谏言。
But then slowly he realized that the Holy Spirit is speaking to him.
但后来呢他慢慢发现这个圣灵呢在跟他说话。
It's convicting him.
在那个不断的斥责他。
So a few weeks later, that brother came back and said, have you thought about what I told you?
以后呢这个弟兄又对那个医生说你想了想你想过我跟你说的话吗
?He said, yes, I'm still struggling.
他说但我还是在那个挣扎。
It was hard for me to let go and I couldn't do it.
他说要不做那事呢很难可能我没法不做。
This brother remind him that like, you cannot look at life just in this life. You have to remember that your life is answerable to God.
他说他那弟兄对他说你不能借这种的方式在生活因为你的生活是要符合神的。
So after a few months, he said, okay,I have decided I'm not going to receive these kickbacks anymore.
所以呢几个月以后呢他决定说好了我再不再拿这个回扣了。
So the coworker said that, okay, that's fine. If you don't want to take it, we'll put it aside on a separate account for you.
他的同事在说好如果你不想拿的话我们就把这些钱呢放在另外一个账户里面。
So if you change your mind later that you need it for some reason, it's okay.
如果你以后将来改变主意你还想要拿这钱还可以。
So he thought that, That may not be a bad idea.
那个医生就想 OK， 好像这也不是个坏主意。
There are times that brothers and sisters in church have financial needs. Maybe I can use that money.
他说某些时候可能我们教会的弟兄姊妹某些人呢可能有一些财务上的需求，那我就可以用这个钱去帮助他们。
So he did that and went and told the other brother, said that like, this is what I'm doing.
然后呢他对其他的弟兄就说我就这么做了。
That person said that, no, you are still keeping this unrighteous money.
但这个弟兄在说你还是那个保留了那个不义之财。
So he kept thinking, okay, what about I use these money to buy Bibles for other people?
他说那时候我们要把这个钱去买圣经给其他人。
That brother still said, no, you shouldn't be doing it.
那个弟兄还说你不应该这么做。
Finally, he realized that that brother was right.
最后呢这个医生弟兄发觉呢说他那个弟兄呢讲那个弟兄呢说的是对的。
He felt that it was almost impossible for him to stay in his position and not to take this kickback money.
他觉得很难，他如果保持现有这个职位而不接受这些回扣。
So he asked to be transferred to a teaching position.
所以呢，他要求呢被转到另外一个纯粹是教学的岗位。
And his income was significantly reduced.
And 他的收入呢降低了很多。
A year later, there was a crackdown from the government.
一年以后呢，那个政府呢开始那个清查了。
For all those people that have been receiving kickbacks，
就对所有拿回扣的这些人进行清查。
At the end, I guess the government cannot arrest everybody。
但我知道最后政府不能把所有人都抓起来。
So they just give fines to many of the people。
所以很多涉及的人呢就给他们罚款。
After all these things happened, suddenly he received a call one day. This brother.
这些事情发生以后呢，他呢有一次呢收到这个电话。
It is all his old co-workers that one of them calling him representing all his old co-workers.
因为他过去的这个同事，其中人的代表，其他人呢给他打这个电话。
They said, "Would you mind coming over? We would like to have dinner with you."
他说：“你能不能来一下，我们一块吃个饭
？”So he went there and he saw all his old co-workers there.
他去了，看到他所有过去的同事都在那边。
And they said that.Would you mind telling us why you made the decision that you made?
他们问他，你们告诉我们，跟我们分享，为什么当时你做了这个决定？
He had the opportunity to share about his faith with all of his co-workers.
他呢，就利用这个机会跟他所有的这个同事呢，分享这个信仰。
The brother...That continue to push him to do the right thing.
所以那个教会的弟兄不断的那个跟推动他，让他做正确的事。
Are you that brother or sister to someone?
你是不是在教会里边也是这样的弟兄姊妹，对其他弟兄姊妹不断的督促他们做正确的事呢
？Do you have someone like this brother to you?
你是不是也有这样的弟兄姊妹，就像那个医生一样面临的情况
？Being disciples of Christ，
做主的门徒。
We need to learn to live and abide in God's word。
我们要学会怎么遵守主的道。
Is that easy？
这个容易吗
？It's not that easy。
不那么容易。
So we also need our brothers and sisters around us to help one another。To challenge one another to be true follower of Christ.
我们需要我们周围的弟兄姊妹互相帮助，互相挑战，来我们共同遵守主的道。
To be the true disciples.
成为一个真正的那个门徒。
May we all learn and have people to learn together.
那我们自己学习，其实有我们周围的人一起学习。
May we open our lives so that we will have brothers and sisters.That have the freedom, have the courage, have the love to challenge us.
我们能不能够敞开我们的生活，让我们弟兄姊妹能够有这个机会来那个对你进行挑战
？So that we can all be true disciples of Christ.
这样呢，我们大家都一起能够真实的成为基督的那个门徒。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our dear gracious Lord.
我们那个尊贵的主。
We give thanks to you.
我们把我们的感谢赞美都来归给你。
For your death on the cross for our sins.
对你在十字架上为我们而死背负我们的罪孽。
We give thanks to you.
我们把我们的感谢归给你。
For calling us to be your disciples.
来呼召我们做你的门徒。
To be your followers.
成为你的追随者。
May we take your word seriously.
那我们都常常遵守你的道。
Not just for our own lives.
并不只是为我们自己的生活。
But also for our brothers and sisters.
也为我们的周围的弟兄姊妹。
So that together, we can build a community of disciples.
这样我们才一起能够建立这个做主门徒的一个集体。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.